Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host, also joined by Shad Marquitz as my co-host this weekend and throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, with all our daily editorials and company updates. This weekend's show, we are focusing a lot more on the resource sector and diving into some of the resource stocks, especially in the precious metals sector, in terms of where some of our guests see opportunities and also their trading strategies. Look, after a pretty bad week for commodities, especially precious metals 2 weeks ago, this last week was much quieter. We did get a little bit of a bounce in gold, but it wasn't much, and that $1,800 level seemed to be a top for this week, at least right now. Shad and I are kicking off the show with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. And Dave, let's dive right into some of these shorter term and actually balance that out with some of the longer term charts for gold. Look, again, 2 weeks ago, gold went through kind of a waterfall decline right above 1900 the whole way down to, just below 1800, around 1760 actually. And we did get a little bounce this week, but again, nothing to write home to. Dave, what are you taking away from this recent action in gold? Also considering it is summer and you know what? Gold's looking kind of weak.
Yeah, Corey, it's been an interesting past few weeks in the gold sector. We had a false move out of the triangle where it broke out of above that 1850 level. And it broke out slowly and got towards 1900, got above 1900, got up to the area where it started trading at the beginning of the year. And then once the Fed came out and didn't necessarily do anything, all they did was a bunch of jawboning and go from basically not talking about raising rates or tapering to now thinking about doing that. So this set off the algorithms and stops were ran, and the gold price got all the way down to that 1760 area, as you said, very quickly, and it erased all of last month's gains in just a few trading sessions. So we had an outside reversal on the monthly, which looks very ugly on the charts. So, and now, as you also said, the gold price hasn't really bounced much. What it's doing now, it looks like it's creating a bear flag. And today is Thursday. We're talking after the close on Thursday. Tomorrow is the last day of trading of futures and options for the month. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get another hit down tomorrow into the weekend, and if that 1760 area gets broken, eventually I wouldn't be surprised to see that 1675 area tested. Sure, it's oversold right now, and we could get some bounces in between there, and we probably will. But the silver price is now leading also lower. It's showing relative weakness. The miners are showing weakness. The majors especially, there's a lot of profits being taken out of the majors. You got the stock markets continuing to make all-time highs. Look at the NASDAQ today making an impressive move to an all-time high. So it looks like some more consolidation is in store for the gold bulls.
Well, Dave, I just have a quick question for you. Do you think it was significant that when gold did get up to that around that 1920 level, which was the prior high in 2011, and it just happened to sync up with the Fed speech, and that was a significant resistance point, kind of a memory of where that old all-time high was? Do you think that was significant?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because anybody who got into gold as a safe haven play at the beginning of the year, they're selling it. They're even on the trade. And there's no need to have any safe havens as the market continues to go higher. So that was a good place for them to get out. So that added selling didn't help gold either. Absolutely.
Well, and on that weekly chart, too, because of kind of the roller coaster ride gold has been on this year, for fading for the first 2 months of the year, taking a month in March to kind of move sideways and then rising for two more months, it didn't get to a new all-time high, at least on that weekly chart, and then all of a sudden started that waterfall decline. It still technically means that gold is in this downtrend that's now longer than 8 months. It's closing in on a year now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's going to need more time to consolidate. I mean, that was a huge move that we had to its all-time high. Especially in the miners, the miners went up 180% in 4.8 months. So that needs a lot more time to consolidate, and we're going to need, we're also going to need reasons for investors to get back into this sector. And it's not coming from investors worried about the stock market, worried about losing stock market gains as it continues to make new highs. So we're just going to need some more patience. The fundamentals are still bullish for the long term. Gold can even come down and test 1575, 1600, and still be in its long-term bull trend. I don't expect that to take place, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out either. So with all this uncertainty around right now, I've built up some cash on the bounce here. I recommended my subscribers to do the same. So we've got summer doldrums going on here, and we all know what happens during the summer doldrums. You know, volatility comes into a lot of these stocks as the volatility pretty much dries up. A lot less trading. People go on summer vacations. You know, the last few years they haven't been able to go on vacation. So a lot of these people, a lot of people are going on vacation, and they're not going to be trading, and it's a great time to put in stink bids in your favorite stocks. It's a good time to have some cash and wait around to chart your favorite stocks to see where's a good place to come in. You know, the gold market is famous for making these false moves. It always makes a false move in the opposite direction before it makes a big move. And it happened in 2016. It happened in 2019. It looks like it's going to happen again here. I wouldn't be surprised to see that area tested, that's 1575, 1600 area tested, which also lines up with the 50% retracement level from the move from late 2015, from 1045, to August of last year to 2089, the 50% retracement is 1557, I think. So I wouldn't be surprised if that takes place. I'm not predicting that, but it wouldn't shock me now after what's happened this week.
Well, Dave, just circling back around to something you just said a minute ago, you know, it doesn't seem like the generalist investors are interested in the sector, and many of them did just liquidate positions, right near that Fed talk. If they were back on that level, they probably cleared them out. So what do you think it's going to take to get – what kind of a fundamental driver would have to happen to get generalists back in again? Because they've also dumped the senior miners as well. We've seen a pullback in a lot of the majors. Do you think it would be the general stock markets pulling back down again, as you alluded to?
I think it will be the general stock market pulling back down, yes. I think just in general, investors need to be a little bit scared to get back into gold again. But if you take a look at the physical gold prices, you know, the premiums are still high. People aren't rushing to sell their physical gold and silver. Those premiums are still there.
Dave, we'll wrap it up here. Unfortunately, kind of a down note, at least in the short-term sense, to start off this weekend show, but you can't deny what those charts are telling you, and also just where the money has been rotating recently, too. It's a recent change in terms of sentiment in that sense. Dave, great chatting with you as always. Again, Dave writes the Junior Miner Junkie newsletter, also joins us on a weekly basis on the show to recap some of the stocks he likes and what's going on in the metals market. Dave, great chatting with you, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too, Gordon.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right. everybody. Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And we are going to continue our general focus on commodities here as we are chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And, Doc, I really just want to follow up on what we chatted about last segment with Dave Erfley and how he was outlining, well, really what we discussed is all the short-term pressure that is on the precious metals, especially gold. We had a false breakout. We had a waterfall decline 2 weeks ago. We have silver also leading lower. The majors are getting sold off. Doc, what are your thoughts in terms of following up on that conversation we just had with Dave Erfley that outlined some of the short-term weakness that could be here for gold? Are you seeing the same thing in the charts?
Absolutely, and I've not only seen short-term weakness, but I've been saying this thing's going to be weak for quite a while. And, you know, you have to remember the last 2 years we had relatively strong summers in gold. Well, this summer, I'm afraid it's not going to be that way. And I think we're going to continue to trade in a range. I think gold is forming a fairly long-term range. And the monthly Bollinger Bands are starting to form that already. And I think July we might be down a little bit more, and the end of July we might rally a little bit. But, yeah, I'm not real positive on the short term of this market. You know, I mentioned in the past 2011-12 when we saw a move down, it was like we were wandering in the desert for years. Well, that was back then that was the Sahara Desert. Well, right now we're in the Gobi Desert. It's not as big as the Sahara, but we're going to be in the desert for a while. But that's okay because, as I mentioned before, the strength indicators still really look good to me long term. And it's just that we've got to work the momentum down here for a while yet before we get a real bottom. And even though we may get a bottom, we may be in a trading range even after that for a while. But this isn't going to take as long for the next leg as the 2011-2012. But people are going to have to be patient here. And frankly, I've been starting to buy again on some stocks I like that have really are decent companies, but have been taken to the watershed.
So, Doc, let's dive into some of the companies because, as we said here, the miners, the major miners, have been leading the market lower. And the juniors, unless you're making a brand new, very high-grade discovery, a lot of these juniors also seem kind of stuck. There are still a couple of these high-flying juniors that seem to almost every week make another leg higher and hit some new highs. But broadly, the stocks are slow right now. And maybe that's just a barometer of the interest in the sector and more people maybe taking summer off because last summer they couldn't. But what are you seeing within some of the stocks and even down into some of the juniors, the lack of movement on the back of what seems like pretty solid news?
Well, take for instance, and I mentioned this off mic, take for instance Bonterra and Jaguar, which came out with really some decent results, but it didn't move their needles at all. That tells you right now about these markets that they're just there's not the interest in. I own both Bonterra and Jaguar, that's okay if they come back because I've got them at really low prices, and I'll be adding to those along with others that I like. But as I mentioned, I'm in no hurry. I keep slowly increasing my percentage over time. The fact that even with exploration news at this point in time that these companies aren't being impacted as much, and I'm sure, as Shad mentioned, some of these smaller companies might that haven't been noticed at all. If they get good results, then they'll probably move. But the vast majority of these stocks are not moving at all on positive news, and that tells you that we're in a time frame that is going to take a while. I might mention also something technically. We're right at the mid moving average of the monthly Bollinger Bands. We haven't closed a month below that, but if we do, if we close below that and we do that a couple of months, well, that tells you that we're settling into a a monthly range here that's going to last some time.
Well, Doc, do you think that, I mean, a lot of investors are skittish right now to do what you're doing and average down, which I'm doing the same as well myself, but they don't want to average down because they're worried it could be a longer term downtrend and maybe the bull market's over. Do you think a lot of the confusion with investors comes from they don't look at the monthly charts? They tend to hone in on the daily charts or the weekly charts. So their more myopic view of things is, hey, this looks pretty bad. And then when things turn back up, they get overexcited and they go in a little bit too hard when things have run too hard. Do you think that maybe some of the success you had as an investor over all the decades is because you used the longer term charts to know when to position in companies? Or could you speak to us about that a little bit?
Absolutely. And I think you nailed that. You know, the daily chart, that's for day traders, and even the 1 hour chart, 2 hour charts, there's 4 hour charts. That's for day traders, and even people get excited on the weekly. But if you really want to watch trends of these markets, you have to go out in time, and the monthly chart is great for that. And that's what keeps me sane in these markets where I don't get overhyped on them, is by watching those and being very patient and taking my time as far as purchasing things, because I'd like to position myself over time at prices that are really low, and then I'll wait because, frankly, Shad, if I can make 100% in 2 years, that's pretty darn good on some of these stocks, or even 200%. You know, I'm willing to wait even 3 or 4 years because what does the average investor usually make over time? But if you're patient, and I'm an investor, I'm not a trader, I look for these opportunities of contrarianism, and when everybody's very hyped, I stay out of the markets. And when people are really desperate and they moved away from sectors, that's when I start to get in. And it's really served me well over time, and that's what I'm doing with this one, because we have more time here to get into these markets, and we're going to be in this for a while yet. In fact, don't count on anything big for this year yet. I think by the first quarter of next year, we'll probably be done with the momentum that's moved down. I think then we bottom, and that's when you really get a chance to pick up some bargains.
All right, Doc, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show again, and, well, I guess really reiterating what we had to say and what Dave Erfley had to say in the prior segment, but also sharing that trading strategy that you have for getting into the sector when it is ignored or unloved, as it is kind of right now. Doc, thanks as always for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. We'll chat again soon.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. after being convicted of murdering George Floyd. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He was convicted a few months ago. The attorney for the family of George Floyd, Ben Crump, wants Congress to pass the package with police reform. A bipartisan group of lawmakers began working on that 24 hours ago.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
George Floyd's family spoke, including his daughter and his brother Terrence.
The way we got here is because of our fight and your fight together. Y'all hit the streets. We thankful for y'all. And we just, I'm overwhelmed.
Chauvin still faces federal charges. This is USA Radio News. The governor of Georgia is speaking out against the DOJ's lawsuit over their new voting laws. USA Radio's Tim Berg has this.
Governor Brian Kemp is calling the Justice Department's lawsuit over Georgia's election law baseless. He says the Biden administration is weaponizing the DOJ because a national vote measure went down to defeat in the Senate.
We are not backing down. I am not backing down. And I can tell you that Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Merrick Garland don't scare me.
The Republican governor also calling the DOJ lawsuit unconstitutional and claimed the new law expands Georgia voting even more so than New York, New Jersey, and Biden's home state of Delaware.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are going to continue our focus mostly in the precious metals sector and diving into a few more stocks here as Chad and I are chatting with Giant Bhandari. Now, Giant is well known on our show, but for all of our new listeners, Giant consults with some of the bigger players, some of the bigger investors in the resource sector, especially when it comes to investing in some of the juniors or exploration companies. Now, Giant, we've had a couple questions come in, mostly focused on what your thoughts are around this recent Ellie Gold acquisition by Gold Royalty here. Kind of a merger and bringing a couple of the smaller and newer royalty companies together. Now, I know and I followed along with Ellie Gold, but Gold Royalty has been a company that I haven't stayed too up to date on and honestly haven't invested in either. But Giant, what are your thoughts? What do you think of this business combination / acquisition here?
So this is not an arbitrage play, Corey, that I'm going to participate in. And the reason is that I have not looked at Gold Royalties properly. And this company came into existence only a few months back. It became a company as an offshoot of Gold Mining, which is a company that has several projects in South America. Now, my concern with Gold Mining has been that I don't know when their projects will go into production. Now, if the projects get delayed or don't go into production, the royalties will have no value. And that is the reason why I did not bother to look at gold royalties so far. And that is the reason why I'm not going to participate in this arbitrage. Now, LE Gold, as you rightly said, has actually has a good portfolio of royalties. For that reason, I would have invested in LE Gold. But again, LE Gold has gone up quite a bit as a result of this merger. In going in process. So, again, I have no interest in participating in this for now.
Okay. And I find that interesting, Giant, because you do like investing in arbitrage opportunities, but this is one of those that you're not taking part in because it sounds like you're not overly impressed with the end product here, so you're not even taking on that risk. And you have to consider, I think there are some nuances within the acquisition, too. So just summarize, again, this is an arbitrage opportunity, but you're not liking it because you don't like the end product. Is that fair to say?
Well, partly yes, but also partly because I don't have because I don't have confidence in when those projects will actually go into productions, the project on who royalties belong to gold royalties. So if I don't feel confident on projects going into production, those royalties, in my view, have zero value. So a company has to really clarify to me when those projects will go into production before I can start putting some numbers on them. And I haven't seen that process as yet with the two companies. So again, because I don't have confidence in one of the companies, I should not be investing for arbitrage because my underlying value should be well protected. Otherwise, I don't want to play in arbitrage games, in arbitrage games.
All right. So then, Giant, what are you watching in the market here? Where do you see opportunity? What do you like in the market? Where do you see maybe some new interest coming into? Big picture, wide open question. What do you like in, especially the, let's say, precious metals, for precious metals juniors?
So, Corey, what I have seen over the last couple of months is that there's a shift happening in Latin America, at least shift in the sense that public perception might be starting to change about Latin America. Latin America is becoming increasingly leftist, and America is no longer there to stop Latin America from going leftist. So I think the risk profile of most of Latin America will continue to increase going forward. As a result, while African political risks won't have reduced in absolute terms, but in relative terms, it will have become better, which means that investors will increasingly look at Africa with more interest, because they will start to think that Africa is not necessarily all that bad compared to some of the Latin American countries, particularly when they get a nice upside in some of the investment opportunities in Africa. And that is where I think a shift should start to happen over the next few months.
Yeah, Giant, I agree with you as far as the risk profile rising in Latin America and South America in particular. But That leaves areas like the Nubian Shield in Africa and West Africa wide open, and every jurisdiction's different. It really comes down to the country and the local jurisdiction they're working. Are there any companies in the African area then that have your interest right now as far as a good opportunity for investors?
Well, a few weeks back, we talked about a company called Nucor Gold, which has a project in Ghana, and a company that I like quite a bit, and a project that I think is doing very well, and a project that continues to expand. But there's another company that I have started to like quite a bit, and that company is Montage Gold. The ticker is MAU, and the share is about 85 cents. It's actually a very decent-sized project, which should end up producing about 3 million ounces of gold. And they have done about 50 or 60,000 meters of drilling after they released the PEA. So the company has, I think, has a very good project. The management is excellent. I have known that management for a long time. They have had several successes in Ghana, Sudan, Mauritania, and I recall in Yemen and a couple of Arabian Gulf countries as well. So the management is excellent. and they are very well connected people. They are very well supported by the capital market as well. So that's a company to that I'm very keen on right now, which is Montage Gold, MAU, and the share price is 85 cents.
Also traded on the OTC markets under the symbol MAUTF. We actually had the CEO, Hugh Stewart, on the show early on in June here. And look, the company does have a very advanced project here. They are moving through a feasibility study going to be completed by this year, I believe. Now, Giant, do you like the potential re-rate potential here? Do you like still all the drilling that the company is doing? What really attracts you and makes you think that there could be some near-term upside here?
Yeah, I think there's a near-term upside in this company, and the reason is that while what they released was a PEA, most of the work that they have done to prepare the PEA was probably a feasibility report grade of work, except, of course, for the resources. Most of the resources, I think, are inferred resources. But remember, the intercepts that they have had are very long and consistent, which means that I don't see a reason why their resources should change as they upgrade them from inferred to measured and indicated. As a result, I personally don't see a huge risk with upgrading the resources. And if a lot of other things have been prepared on feasibility report basis, then this project actually has a very short-term reason to get re-rated by the market.
All right, guys, unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but there's still a lot more for us to talk about here, Giant, especially getting into some of the companies that you're interested in and watching, both on the positive and somewhat negative side of things. So I will be posting the full interview on our website under the weekend show posting in segment 3. That's where you can get the full interview. And you can also feel free to email us at any time to ask a Giant directly about any companies that you hold in your portfolio. Again, my email address is fleck@kereport.com, and Chad's email address is chad@kereport.com. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back, continuing to focus on resources, but shifting our focus a little bit more to the energy sector, especially oil, which has continued to hang up there quite well. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to stick to resources, but now more so in the energy sector, as I am chatting with Joseph Schatcher, the founder and editor of the Schatcher Energy Report, also writes the Eye on Energy, which is a free report that really just breaks down the news out of the energy sector and the company and the sector fundamentals in terms of data that does drive these markets that I do think we should pay attention to. The Schatcher Energy Report is where Joseph dives a bit more into some of the companies that he likes and is investing in. Joseph, let's start off big picture, general question regarding oil. We still have crude holding above $70 a barrel. And in all fairness, there's still a lot of bearish comments, a lot of people waiting for a pullback in oil. But oil just continues to, I guess, weather a lot of those bearish calls and hang up at these generally higher levels than what we've seen over the last couple of years. Joseph, what do you think? When are we going to finally get that correction, or have we gone on long enough that maybe the next leg is up higher for oil?
Okay, what I see is happening is there's a tug of war. The bulls are running around saying demand is growing. U.S. Demand this week was 20.8 million, 20.75, up for 180,000 from a week ago, and it's equal to where it was in June of 2019. So we're effectively back to U.S. demand being equal to what it was pre-pandemic. The interesting thing was jet fuel, because people are flying much more. A year ago, it was only 805,000 barrels a day per on average. It's now up to 1.58 million barrels a day and up 326,000 just in the week. And we are now above where we were pre-pandemic. So if you look at some of the data from the U.S. government on the number of people flying and stuff like that, they're back to it. So that's the bullish side there. Europe is reopening. So everybody's looking at this reopening trade and saying that, you know, we've got all this growth in demand. And yes, OPEC is raising production, you know, by small amounts over, you know, each of the periods. You know, they'll be due 700,000 this month and 840,000 next month. Russia is saying, why don't we add another 500,000 in July because the demand is there. So there's the growth side of it is where people are looking at, and that's getting the main focus, and that's why we're sitting in the $73-$74 a barrel range WTI. Now, on the bearish side of it, you have the talks that are going on in Vienna for Iran, and Iran is potentially you know, going to receive sanction relief if they sign up on that UN nuclear agreement and control of their program to upgrade their uranium. If that gets approved, and they're hoping that it happens before the new president gets sworn into office in early August, so they're saying that if something goes wrong with it, he can blame his predecessor. If it goes well, he can take credit for it. And they've already negotiated over 1,000 items of sanction relief. So they're very close. And my expectation is we'll get an announcement in July. And that'll bring on 1.5 to 2 million barrels a day before year end. And Iran has built over the last year or two a pipeline system that goes to the, not to the, in the Straits of Hormuz, but goes down to the Gulf of Oman. So it's away from the Straits and is easier to ship to Asia. They've also, increased their storage to 200 million barrels on the coast and 200 million barrels available for sale, and 80 million barrels of that are on the sea, with a large portion of that in Singapore. So the minute they get the go-ahead, they will increase production, and that, I think, will take the amount of balance between, let's say, maybe balanced or equal demand and supply, you know, with what OPEC's planning to do, to a point where we have a surplus. The other thing is, with these high prices, you're having demand destruction to some extent, because people are saying these prices are, you know, very, very high, and so they're not going to want to drive after the summer driving season. That's going to be a limiting factor. And the third issue is the U.S. side is coming back on. At the low, we were 9.7 million barrels after the pandemic hit and the industry shut down with those, you know, extremely low prices. If you remember April, we had negative pricing for a short while there. And now you've got 11.1 million barrels, so you're up 1.4 million barrels from the low. And the amount of drilling activity has picked up significantly in the United States, both for oil and natural gas. We're going to see maybe another 500,000 barrels come on if we keep over $60 a barrel before year end. So I think with Iran and U.S. new production, we're going to end up seeing a surplus. Once you start seeing increasing in the weekly commercial inventory stocks in the States, if you remember this week, we had a decline of over 7 million barrels. That was what, you know, pushed prices up again. Once we start seeing an increase, which we should start seeing after the end of the summer driving season, that will cool things off. So my view is we're overbought. We're going to stay overbought until we hear about Iran being done. Then how quickly Iran comes on will have some impact on it. And then we'll be watching the weekly U.S. data. But I think sometime during Q3, we're going to see a correction. Is it going to be just to 60, or is it going to be to the 50s and low 50s? That's going to be the issue. And it'll be based on what OPEC does with increasing supply on their own. When does Iran come on, and how quickly those big volumes come on, and how quickly the U.S. comes on. I think the direction is going to be down. I think the price where we are right now, remember thinking about this, right now demand is about 96, 96.5 million barrels per day, and we're at $73 U.S. WTI, and yet in January of 2020, pre-pandemic, demand was 100 million barrels, and we were only 62. So the numbers just don't make sense where we are, and they're there because of MEM investors who've been buying $100 call options. options both for 21 and 2022. Also, you've had hedge funds going aggressively into all commodities, copper, lumber, all of them. And we've had corrections already in lumber. We've had corrections in copper. We're having corrections in some of them, some of the foods as well, cattle and grains. So I think we're starting to see a cool off in the ones that led the rally in commodities. Laggard was energy. And so I think we're going to see a pullback.
Okay. Now, before we get into the stocks, one more quick question is that, look, commodities broadly have pulled back, but oil has not. Energy has not. But there are still a lot of these headwinds that you are seeing. Why has the oil sector been able to withstand the general pullback in commodities? Is it simply because the demand side has picked up that much?
Well, the demand side has picked up from, let's say, 92 million in Q1 to the 96, 96.5 now. It may get in the summertime. Remember, the summer driving season hasn't really started until we get past the July long weekend. That may take it to 97, 97.5. But once we get past September long weekend, that demand is going to fall by about 2 million barrels a day. And if that's when Iran comes on with new production and the U.S. brings on new production, that's when the glut will appear and commercial inventories will start growing. And that's when I think we'll see the pullback in it. Right now, it's all like meme investing. You know, you think about AMC and GameStop and BlackBerry and all these companies. The companies themselves say the fundamentals don't justify their stocks. So AMC is selling paper. GameStop is selling paper. I'm surprised we haven't seen BlackBerry do that, too. But the reality is when you have these meme and, you know, momentum investors, fundamentals don't matter. It's just, the latest news flow plus the, the crowd funding and chasing stocks. You know, we saw, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they decided Wendy's was going to be a buy for some reason, and the stock went up 20% in a day, and then the day next day they walked away and came right back down. So, you never know where this horde investing is going to go, but right now they're supporting energy, both WTI and natural gas. Natural gas, I think they're justified because, of course, the hot weather and the lack of, the ability of hydro to meet the electricity needs during the summertime. But in the case of oil, I think it's way overvalued based on, the macro numbers that I mentioned to you. We were, 100, 101 in January of 2020, and now we're only 96 to 96.5, and yet the price has gone from, 62, 61, 62 to 73. So the numbers just don't make sense for being here, but speculative money flows have driven it to these levels.
Interesting, Joseph. Good chatting with you, as always. Everybody, thanks for tuning in on this weekend show. Please keep all the emails coming, either fleck@kereport.com or email shad@kereport.com. And please go back, listen to all the daily editorials and the company updates that we did this week. Joseph, thanks, as always, for your time. Have a great weekend.
Same to you. Take good care.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.